This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you guys vape. I give you crap about it, but I get it. I've never vaped officially, actually at all. I've been dying to try it, It's just I don't want to spend money on something that I'm not going to use. If I buy something, then I'm going to use it all. Like, I won't eat half a hot dog or drink half a soda. I will have to use the whole thing. I'm just not, that's why wine, that's why I'm not a wine drinker. Because I can, like, barely get through a glass of wine. And if I open up a whole entire bottle, somebody better be there to use it up because I just can't waste anything. So to be honest, that's why I've never vaped. And I really don't want to put my mouth on somebody else's. So I haven't tried it. Not because I'm worried about the health effects, even though there's health effects. But I haven't tried it because I just don't want to spend money on something that I'm not going to fully use. It's not being cheap. There's different. Being cheap is just not wanting to spend money. I don't have problems spending money. I just don't want to waste it on something. There's a difference. Well, we have some interesting research on vapers and e-cig users. They say 60% are admitting they want to quit, and only a quarter have tried. So this idea of, you know what, I'm just going to use the e-cigs temporarily to get off the smokes is bullcrap. People are either using it because they really, really want to, you know, still smoke, or they can't get off of it. They say over 10 million American adults plus 3.6 million teenagers are vaping. And again, the whole purpose of these things were to help adult smokers get off tobacco. They say most people who use e-cigs don't make a full switch. Instead, they're doing both. But more than 60% really would like to put down both products for good. That's according to Rutgers University research. So the U.S. FDA has put a target on the back of the e-cig industry now. Why? Because of the whole Juul thing and kids getting addicted to Juul and kids taking these little Juuls that look like hard drives, little thumb drives, you know, taking those into class and smoking them in class and things like that. So the FDA is now going after big nicotine. You know, big tobacco, big nicotine. But middle and high school children, they don't care. That's like the latest thing. And some of them are really flavorful and yummy. Now, the first e-cig was actually invented back in 2003 in China. So these were around. I remember talking about them years ago. But that it didn't really catch on until somebody made them yummy. And the timing was right because the government was just all about, you know, being anti-tobacco and getting people off smoking. So then companies like Juul go, hey, guys, we have an alternative. You know, you couldn't smoke anywhere. I remember at the airport, there was a room where you could, there was like a little glass area with slot machines where you could smoke. You had to have there was a smoking area and a non-smoking area. And it was just one little baby glass room, and it was like a glass cube of smoke. And I remember taking care of a patient that had to work in one of those. And they're like, I can't be assigned to the smoking room. You can't breathe. And I'm like, nobody could breathe in there. And so it actually made it worse for smokers, because rather than you being able to smoke and then still get some fresh air, you had to be confined to a room that had tons of other people smoke. That's not right. Now, it's also not right to subject people that don't want to be around it to be around it. So a lot of places used to, you know, eventually were like, you know what, we're non-smoking. A lot of hotels became non-smoking. It was the in-vogue thing. And at first, it was interesting because, you know, I've been in Vegas since the 80s, off and on. And so when I heard that a casino was going to go smoke-free, I think one of the first ones might have been the Mirage. I'm not sure. I have to remember. But I remember one casino was going to go smoke-free. And I remember thinking to myself going, wow, that's gutsy. Because everybody smokes. To be a smoke-free, but I'm like, you know what? They'll probably do okay. Well, now it's the in-vogue thing to be smoke-free. If you aren't smoke-free, you run the risk of losing business. Plus, they don't have the stench. They don't have to deal with ashtrays. It really saves them money to be smoke-free. Now, what's very interesting, though, is some of the older casinos, or if you go to Laughlin, which is a little bit more like old Vegas, right? Laughlin, a lot of the casinos allow smoking. So that, you know, when you walk into a casino there, you almost feel like you're back in the 80s. It just has that look and that feel, except for the cling, cling, cling of, you know, coins with, you know, the casinos. By the way, rather than the coins dropping from slot machines, everything is electronic. Some people new to Vegas that come out, they're like, wait a second, what about the slot machine and all the money and the quarters coming out? They don't do that anymore. Now everything's electronic. So now they know what people won. It's all on a card. You spend easier when it's on a card. So you end up, you know, spending on your card. And it's casinos make money. It's easier that way rather than, you know, you walking out with a whole bunch of quarters. If you have a card, it's on a card. It's not real money. Yeah, you could cash in your card if you ever want to. But the other thing, too, is you got to pay taxes on some of your winnings. So now everything is recordable, and yeah. So it's fascinating stuff. But going back to e-cigs, the fact that we have people out there that want to get off of them, what are we doing to help people get off e-cigs? Well, we did a great job having another product for people trying to get off tobacco, but, you know, people didn't want the tobacco. People did it because they wanted the nicotine. So all we did is give people other forms of nicotine. In fact, more nicotine. One Juul cartridge is equal to a whole pack of cigarettes. So if our kids go through a cartridge a day, now they're a pack a day smokers. Whereas most kids would have only had one or two cigarettes in the bathroom. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and for Jason, who is working the dials. All right, so, didn't people used to donate sperm and make money? Well, apparently, sperm banks in Australia and the UK are not allowed to pay men to donate. So we're seeing some advertisements that kind of look like World War II style, like, you know, this country, our country needs you to donate men, to, for men to donate the sperm. They say sperm banks are trying to make donating seem masculine in a bid to draw men in, according to scientists. And because in the UK and Australia, clinics cannot pay men to donate sperm, they're going to try to entice them other ways. So they're these military-style recruitment posters. Phrases like good men and life-changing, right? Making it look like if you donate your sperm, you're like a hero. And researchers said they were surprised clinics operated by calling potential donors' masculinity into question and said the same thing was not done to attract women. You know, it's very, very interesting, the double standard. You know, people can stereotype guys, you know, make guys feel like they're inferior if they don't fit a Superman hero. And it's a real old, outdated sort of mantra, but doesn't matter. When it's a guy, everybody can get away with it. With a girl, it's different. I kind of have a little problem with that. We'll see signs like women can join for free at the gym. I just think that's not fair to guys. You know? And mind you, if I was on the Titanic, I would love that I'd get to be on a boat with my kid. But I got to be honest with you, not fair. Women and children live first. You know, that's got to suck for a guy. Most guys were like that. They're like, go, 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 we'll die, that's fine. You know, but it's, if we're really trying to, if we're really trying to be equal, then you got to be equal. So how much do you make, how much do you earn in the U.S. if you donate sperm? I'm hearing that some donors can make $70 for each donation. $50 of the donation and then $20 when the sample is released. Healthy men can make about $1,000 a month. That's according to Phoenix Sperm Bank. That's kind of a lot of money. They say one company offers $900 for a donation in America. Now, back in 2005, in Great Britain and Australia, donors lost the right to donate the sperm anonymously to avoid the child or mother ever finding out who they are. So men must now be willing to become the biological father of a child for free and accept that the child may contact them when it turns 18. Well, then the average guy is like, why? As they do this, City University's Dr. Leticia Mimoun said they use ideas of masculinity to create value for something they can't buy with money. So I see a picture of a guy being a hero with a cape because he donated sperm. That's got to be hard because you're in a room. It's kind of embarrassing. You have to be able to get the sperm out. That's kind of not very easy for guys. Everybody acts like, well, you know, guys have sex all the time. They're okay with it. They're not okay with it. Let me tell you, as a doctor, the idea of guys, right, not caring about being naked and things like that, it's wrong. Guys don't like to be naked. They don't like hernia checks. Okay, well, maybe some guys do, but as a whole. You know, and then the concept of, well, you know what, you could fart in front of a guy and they won't care. Guys can smell just like anybody else. Guys don't like the smell of a fart. Just because they're a guy doesn't mean they have any change or any, you know, major overhaul of their olfactory senses. You know, women sometimes are kind of clueless at that. I think it was Sex and the City. I never really watched Sex and the City, but I watched one episode or one part of an episode where I guess she farted, you know, after they had sex, and she thought it kind of turned him off that she did that. I guess one of the other Sex and the City women, the one from Porky's, I forget her name, Kim Cattrall, was saying, yeah, you know, guys expect girls to be perfect. These are stereotypes that just keep and miss, that keep getting perpetuated. Now, mind you, there is a YouTube video of a guy and a girl are in love, and they look really, really in love, and I guess the guy toots. And she's like, gosh, oh my gosh. And then he's like, it's okay, you know, we're getting married. So then she's like, really, is it okay? And then she starts letting it out. And then in every scene, she like lets it out. And he can't take it anymore. And he dumps her. Now, yeah, it's this YouTube video that's circulating. Don't ask. I don't know why I watch these things, but they're funny. That's a problem. Okay? We're humans. Everybody sweats. Everybody burps. Everybody toots. Everybody stinks. Everybody grows hair. All right? Yeah, in caveman days, they didn't have deodorant. They didn't have breath mints. And people were just still able to kind of deal with, you know, whatever. You know, I don't know how, but they did. So, to become a sperm donor, this is very interesting. According to spermbank.com, applicants should be at least 5'8". If you feel you are an otherwise excellent candidate, we should consider your application despite not meeting our height requirement. So that's interesting with the height. What's wrong with a 5'7" male? There shouldn't be. Now, maybe they might be worried about growth hormone issues or testosterone issues, but apparently a height issue was, yeah. Do you require proof of education? According to spermbank.com, they say potential donors must supply proof of education. Potential donors must be located near one of our locations in the United States. J-1 students, F-1, M-1, non-immigrant foreign students may only be eligible to work under certain conditions, so you have to check with your visa sponsor. That's interesting. For a sperm to be a sperm donor, they will not sponsor you for a visa. And do you need me to provide pictures of my children? They say no. A potential donor must provide 3 photographs of himself as a child between 6 months and 12 years of age. And then do you get, so I mean, these are people like applying for a job, like, how often am I compensated? Every other week. Will I receive cash or a check? Donors will receive a check. Do I have to pay taxes? Yes. Donors who make more than $600 in a calendar year are going to be issued a 1099. So you're not an employee. You're an independent contractor. Different tax laws for you. How often can I donate? They say fully qualified sperm donors are expected to donate at least once a week, but they encourage our fully qualified donors to visit the office 2 to 3 times per week. How long will I be actively participating in the program? The length of time could vary, but our sperm donors, they expect them to participate for 9 to 12 months. Will I know who uses my specimens? They say no. You will not receive specific information regarding the recipient of your specimen, semen specimens, because they protect their privacy. Now, this place is in California. So California laws are different. And, there's like some serious money you guys can make if you want to donate sperm. You know, I was asked once if I would ever, if my husband couldn't, you know, father a child, would I have ever used somebody else's sperm? I see how it could freak people out where it's some other daddy and some other genes, because that's some significant stuff. But I don't know if you guys see me and my husband. I'm pretty overpowering. I always win every argument. You know, I always, you know, even though I let him think he's the king of the castle, I usually make a lot of the decisions. So my guess is if my egg ever had somebody else's DNA, I am sure my DNA would totally overpower it. You know, like my kids, you know, my husband's very, very smart. The way he thinks is amazing. And I'm slowly starting to see my kids think like that. But when they were younger, I mean, they thought like me. They were like, you know, bleh. And, you know, so my genes overpowered. And I think what happens, my husband like coaxed, you know, his Y chromosome genes out because they have Ys. And now, you know, they're starting to think like him and act like him. And I'm kind of proud of them. I was a little worried about them. They were really acting like me a little too much, you know, talking in accents, making stupid songs about the cats, you know, laughing at farting sounds. I'm like, wait a second, you're not going to make it in this world. Where's your daddy's genes? And then, you know, we had to figure out what was it, the UPS guy, you know, because I'm like, wait a second, I'm not really seeing Corey in you guys. But then, no, we start to see, and yeah, so they're definitely Corey's kids. Whew, boy, that would be a problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting at this hour, but former White House counsel Don McGahn has ignored a House subpoena to testify there about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report after the White House instructed McGahn not to testify. Now McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. New York's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio recently announcing he's running for president, and it drew some strong reactions, negative ones, from many members of the media, from the New York Post to Fox News. De Blasio says,
to me, that's like a walk in the park. I didn't even notice that, because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, with the number one terror target in America.
De Blasio speaking on CNN this morning. Two people have been killed in the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska within the past week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we talk about blood infections and sepsis and septicemia, and that's whenever I, you know, try to get all medical. And, you know, some of you are like, oh, man, Dr. Dolly, you're starting to sound like a doctor. Well, I do have to teach you, you know, some things, even though I do like to provide a lot of commentary. And sepsis is one of the number one killers in the hospital. It's some pretty, pretty bad stuff. Hundreds of thousands of people die from sepsis. In fact, they say 258,000 people die from sepsis every year. 5+ million children die from sepsis. 1.6 million people get sepsis in the U.S. every year. 55% of Americans have never even heard of the word sepsis. And they say it's the third leading cause of death in the U.S. So sepsis is not a single disease anymore. You know, when I went to medical school, if somebody had an infection and it got into the blood, were like, oh my gosh, you're going into sepsis, you know, all hands on deck. And you would kind of treat everybody the same. Well, septicemia is when you get something septic, something dirty, a pathogen in the emia, in the blood. Right? You see how you guys, see what I taught you guys? See, like, anemia has to do with blood. Heme, eme is blood. Sept is pathogen. So septicemia means the pathogens or the bacteria got in the blood. When you hear aseptic, that means there's no bacteria or no pathogens. It's clean. Antiseptic. See? All right. So, septicemia is when the infection gets into the blood. Sepsis is the disease. And it can be life-threatening. But the thing is the definition has kind of evolved. You know, by the time I started teaching medical students, I was learning from my boss that, you know, sepsis, they changed the definition again. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Are you kidding? Again? And the reason why is they're learning more and more about it. And if you really think about it, something that gosh darn serious, do you really need to just, you know, is it really that simple? It's not. So researchers, led by Dr. Christopher Seymour of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, looked at thousands of, patient cases, and they found that there's four separate subtypes of sepsis. An alpha phenotype that had not so much, when you go into sepsis, your body doesn't know what the hell to do with the bacteria in the blood. So let's say you had a pneumonia. Let's say you had a UTI. You'll hear of urosepsis. That means an infection went from the urinary system into the blood. You could have that happen from the colon. You could have that happen from the lungs. And so the organs are expecting clean blood. They're not, blood's supposed to be pretty sterile. They're not really expecting, you know, E. coli or staph. And then all of a sudden, here as an organ, they get that. So they start to fail. They start to shut down. They don't want it. So people can go into full-blown organ failure. They can go into shock, and then they die. Remember I use the term sepsis a lot. Remember there was that girl that was ziplining, and she got an infection, but nobody gave her antibiotics because the wound looked good, but the infection was so low in her leg that the wound wasn't red and pussy. So the infection spread and got into her bloodstream. So what ends up happening is the body starts to go into shock. When the body goes into shock, it starts to shunt blood to the heart and to the brain, cutting off blood flow to the arms and the legs. And that's why people that go into septic shock lose their extremities. Because the body is just trying to preserve the main organs. So, there's actually four subtypes of sepsis. Alpha, where, you know, you have some laboratory values that are a little off, less organ dysfunction. The beta phenotype, where the individual's older, has more chronic illness, would start getting kidney failure. The gamma phenotype, where they have elevated measures of inflammation, like a blood count and neutrophils and sed rate and C-reactive protein. They may even have a fever. And then those with the delta would start to have the serum lactate levels, elevated levels of transaminases and hypotension. And you might not need to know all the criteria, you know, low albumin, high lactate levels, but what would you feel if you're going into sepsis? Well, sweaty skin, disorientation, shivering, high heart rate, extreme pain, shortness of breath. So think about it, sweaty skin. Your body's kicking in the epinephrine to try to increase perfusion of the organs. Disorientation. Your brain may not be getting the blood flow it needs. Starting to freak out a little bit, so you get a little confused. You might start to shiver because you're losing blood flow now to the extremities, to the skin, as it's trying to shunt to the brain and the heart. So now you may start to feel cold. High heart rate, because we're trying to increase cardiac output. You may have a lot of pain and then trouble breathing. So I kind of like that this particular study started to look at it's not one size fits all. You know, when you have somebody that is sick or, you know, is, you know, going into sepsis, you can't just treat everybody the same. Some people need blood pressure, some people need oxygen, some people need blood, some people need, but, you know, other people didn't do as well than others. Well, why? Well, because maybe we need to address things a little bit more. If somebody's kidneys go first, then that person may need to have a different sort of treatment than somebody who starts to lose blood flow to the skin, let's say. So, you know, or has more of a bacterial load. Sometimes it might not be that much of a bacterial load, but it was just enough to kind of trigger this whole, you know, trigger this whole reaction. So, something like this to me is significant because it kind of reminds us that, you know, we need to get our acts together and we can't just treat everybody the same. We don't want to not treat, we don't want to, like, discriminate, but depending on the disease, depending on the person, you have to find, too. You got to figure out why. You know, I had that big problem when it came to blood pressure. You know, when I had learned about blood pressure, we were taught to start everybody on a diuretic, a water pill, and then start maybe a beta blocker to lower their heart rate. You know, because those were the older school medicines, and these other newer medicines were, you know, kind of third line agents, fourth line agents. And I'm like, why am I giving somebody a beta blocker if their heart rate is in the 60s? Normal heart rate is 70 to 90. Why am I going to slow down their heart rate? Maybe their blood pressure is high because they have stiffer blood vessels. Or maybe it's because their kidney function is releasing, you know, a hormone inappropriately, like the ACE inhibitors. And so I remember as a medical student kind of arguing with people, going, I don't want to give a diuretic to somebody, you know, June 8th, in the dead of summer, when we're in the dead of the desert in Las Vegas, because I really don't think their blood pressure is caused by fluid overload. I kind of think they have another reason for their blood pressure. I could diurese them as much as possible. I don't think it's going to work. It didn't work for FDR. And so you need to kind of identify what it is. Now, the reason why I'm making such a big deal about this is medicine is starting to be more and more automated. There's more and more guidelines. And we're going back to a treating everybody the same, a one-size-fits-all, and nah. All right? If you have somebody with high blood pressure, before you even think about writing a blood pressure medicine, you need to figure out what type of blood pressure patient they are. Now, I don't think anybody's designed this yet. I don't think anybody's talked about it. I've written about it, but, you know, eventually somebody will say, no, you got the beta blocker people, you got the, you know, artery stiffers, you got the angiotensin receptor guys. Somebody whose blood pressure spikes, they need an ACE. Somebody whose blood pressure slowly creeps up throughout the years probably needs a calcium channel blocker. Somebody who eats a lot of salt, fluid overload, needs to cut their salt, needs a diuretic. And somebody with high heart rates needs to lower their heart rate. Figure out who your patient is first. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, looks like we might be doing something right. You know, I don't like the idea of taxing people so they don't, you know, spend money on Coca-Cola and things like that. I don't like the idea of taxing people on their cigarettes. I mean, it works, yeah. But I think it's kind of discriminatory, you know, where, well, we're going to make you pay more than somebody else because we, the majority of us, don't like you eating that or, you know. Now, mind you, I don't think public dollars, you know, when we're paying for food stamps, should go to junk food. I think that should go to healthy food. But, you know, I just don't like the idea of, you know, if you want to buy coffee or if you want to buy Coca-Cola, or if you want to buy Jack Daniels, the tax is worse for Coca-Cola than fruit juice or alcohol, which could be just as bad for you in a different manner. You know, we don't really have a lot of consistency. Same thing with vaccines. You know, we're getting really, really ticked off at people who don't want to vaccinate for measles, yet I don't see that same passion when it comes to the flu shot. And the flu kills more than measles. So, come on, people. You know, if we're going to, you know, have a campaign, we all need to be on the same page. And you can't just pick and choose based on who, what's more popular. It really would be very, very unpopular. I would not want to be the legislator or the politician that demands that everybody gets flu vaccines or they don't go to school. I don't think parents would go for that. I wouldn't, as a parent, want that. I wouldn't want you to mandate that I give my kid a flu shot. I like government kind of staying out. I wouldn't like that. Yet, most of us are pro-vaccine, and we're for the vaccine program. And some people out there love the idea of keeping people, you know, that aren't vaccinated out of school if there is a measles outbreak. So we can't pick and choose the diseases, especially when one disease doesn't kill as many as another. Even when measles was at its highest pre-vaccine, it didn't kill as many as the flu does. So we got to be consistent. Well, for those of you that just want to look at results, they found that cholesterol is lowering in kids. We are doing a pretty good job lowering cholesterol in kids, even though we still have obesity issues. But they say cholesterol levels in kids and teens have improved. 7% of kids had high cholesterol in surveys from 2009 to 2016. That was down from 10% a decade earlier. In children, high levels mean over 200. Ideal is if they're under 170. Now, the results were published Tuesday in the Journal of American Medical Association. Now, they say the research say the mixed bag of results could reflect stubborn rates of childhood obesity, offset by U.S. kids eating fewer snack foods containing unhealthy trans fats. You know, manufacturers start to phase those out before then the ban in 2018. So getting rid of trans fats is a big positive. But in the analysis, what they did is researchers looked at data from 1999 to 2016. Government surveys of 26,000 kids aged 6 to 19 who had home interviews, physical exams, and lab tests. 1 in 4 teens and 1 in 5 younger children had unhealthy levels of at least one type of blood fat, including cholesterol and triglycerides. Now, as you know, if you start having high cholesterol in childhood, you're already starting to clog your arteries, you know, pretty early on. That could put kids at risk for heart attacks and other heart disease. Now, but if you eat more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, less processed foods, if you exercise more, that helps. They say obesity contributes to unhealthy cholesterol levels, but the obesity rates are stagnant. In 2015 to 2016, 21% of teens were obese, a fifth. 18% of children aged 6 to 11, and 40% of adults were obese, according to the CDC. Now, I tested my kids years ago because years ago, before Obamacare, they suggested that every child who had a family member of that had high cholesterol, every child should get screened between the ages of 2 and 10 years old. So we also screened more. Then, I don't think insurance paid for it after Obamacare. I don't think that they covered, you know, the cholesterol test. And not as a lot of parents didn't want to, you know, they didn't want their kids to, you know, have to cry and scream and do their blood test. So, you know, one argument is, well, maybe less people are being tested. And yeah, that could be an issue. That could be, but if they, you know, use the same amount of people, I could believe that cholesterol is going down. We really do need to cut back. We really do need to get the trans fats out of our foods. In the 80s, everything was all about margarine, and they said margarine is healthier. And I think we're starting to realize that, no, you know, maybe the real animal fat stuff, as natural as possible, is better for you. I mean, you know, once man tries to mess with stuff, once, you know, humans, not man in terms of XY, but humans, try to mess with nature. We always get bit in the butt, and that's what we did. We did all these trans fats because we thought it was healthier. We were staying away from the real butter and the real cheese and the real milk. Use this food substitute. It's healthier. It's better. And then we found out, no, it's not. Just like sugar-free. I suspect we are going to be getting a world of pain when it comes to data coming out on these sugar substitutes. I just suspect that we are going to be really schooled on that, how badly we screwed up when it came to sugar substitutes. Why? Well, because we were trying so hard to cut sugar. So instead, we came up with something that's 50 to 100 times more, maybe even thousands times more sweet than sugar. And we were like, here, do this. Well, remember, the human body is a very dynamic, well-engineered being. And if it's expecting sugar coming around the bend, and you're not giving it sugar, and you're giving it something fake, body's not really happy. Body doesn't really like that. Insulin gets shot out, you know, the brain is ready. Everybody's ready for a big, huge sugar load. And we're talking a massive sugar load because sugar substitutes are so damn sweet. So I suspect that those sugar substitutes are putting people at risk for diabetes. I also have a suspicion that some of the sugar substitutes may be putting people at risk for pancreatic cancer. I thought I read somewhere that Steve Jobs would like his diet soda. I know pancreatic cancer's out there, but, you know, pancreatic cancer does seem to be on the rise. Why? Well, because, Dr. Dahlia, more people have diabetes. Yeah, Steve Jobs didn't have diabetes. So explain that one to me. When a non-diabetic is getting pancreatic cancer, I'd like to know why. And if I'm seeing more and more people are into the diet drinks or these, you know, sugar substitutes, I would like somebody to talk about that. That's just me. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's a new study that suggests that certain diets will lower your risk of death from breast cancer. Now, this is going to seem like a no-brainer, but if you're big on your fruit and your vegetables and your whole grains, don't stop that. And if you're at risk for cancer, lay off the red meat and dairy. Yeah, we just talked about healthier fats versus non-healthy fats. But if you ate more fruits and vegetables and whole grains, you were 20% less likely to die from breast cancer. So the data suggests that that type of diet has a huge effect on how your cancer will behave and spread. And so if you want to kind of, you know, make things harder for the cancer, don't give it sugar, don't give it processed foods. All right, moral, eat better. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.